I was saying that I did well. I was saying that I did well because I went to storage today. I'm not sure if you can see it. Let me see if you can. You see these boxes here? These boxes, I went to storage today. I wonder if can you see them there? Can you see them? There they go. See these boxes I got from storage? See them there? You can't see them there. Can you see them there? Can you see them here? Yeah, you can see them there. Okay, there we go. See the boxes I got from storage. And basically, it's like I periodically go through storage and check things out. Take things that have been there for a few years that I haven't used this in a couple of years. So, you know, let me throw it away now. So but what I did was here's some stuff that I had saved. And I found my Humanities 420 class paper. What would you call this? Comparative literature, extra credit. No, this is extra credit. What is this? What would you call this? Writing assignment where I had to critique A Doll's House. And it starts off, my first feelings for the character of Nora in A Doll's House were negative. I flat out didn't like her. She seemed flighty, airheaded, spoiled, and totally self-consumed. And I went on to say some other things. You can see where. I don't know if you can see that. You know, I got some, you know, I got some marks, you know, I got some red markings up, some, you know, if you mark, you know, markings. But, you know, at the end, clearly written, I got a 94. I graduated magna cum laude, getting my bachelor's degree when I got laid off at Avacom in 1995. I went home, immediately went home and got right to work. I was kind of anticipating getting laid off. I was out of that building. I had been worked there for like 7 or 8 years. I was out of that building in 15 minutes when it happened. Cause I kind of knew it was coming and I probably even kind of wanted it. I had some 401k money saved up. I went and I figured something out how I can go back to school. 22 out of 25, A.E. Houseman to an athlete dying young. The first two lines are 8-syllable trichaic tetramameter. The third line completely deviates and the fourth line resumes the tracheatic territory. I wrote all this. Look at this. See, look at that. See, he's educated. Othello, Creon, and Torvald, tragic heroes. Othello, Creon, and Torvald fit Aristotle's definition of a tragic hero to a T. In fact, I bet they were designed by his definition. And then I get my Othello's Acts 3 and 4. You can see, I don't know if you can see that or not, but this has got my work. This is my, my paper. Like I said, I graduated magna cum laude. I got all A's. And I got one B in a class from the only black teacher I had. And he may have done it because he thought I was disrespecting his class because I didn't dress well back then. I deliberately didn't dress well. And I was coming to his class and, probably tired or whatever. And, not giving him the I'm not going to say I wasn't giving him the respect that he was due. I would say that I wasn't giving him, I could have shown him more respect. I was kind of probably too casual around him. I didn't give him any reverence, not respect, but reverence. And so, I got a B. I got all A's and a B, graduated magna cum laude. Anyway, and that was from my, here's the DeVry stuff. This is the actual DeVry. Here's the application for employment. Because I worked in a print room. Oh my God, I was living with. I put Marcy down as a reference. Christine Heath, he's Avacom. I put down references. I was trying to get a job in a print room, and I went all out. Computer lab. So here's the computer lab. Here's the schedule for our computer lab. Oh, you can't see it all. Let me do this for you. Here's for a computer lab, and this is the graduation announcement. Correlation assess. Your name is on the dean's list for achieving a grade point average of 3.50 or higher during the fall semester of 1995. Hell, I was 4.0. Mr. DeVry, rubber stickers, commencement. I basically, like an excellent, strong ability to work with others. You see this? I don't know if you can see that. That's my assessment. Ability to work with others, strong, but not excellent. I'm not shy about that. I'm not shy about that at all. Oh, this one I want to, excellent. Oh, and my social security number on there. I'm going to take that off of there. That one I went excellent. Anyhow, I gotta remember to pop that off. Everything, my student number was my, you know, graduated by technology. Which one is this one? Is this the commencement ceremony? Candidates for Bachelor of Science. What I got was I got a degree in technical management. They had literally just created that here's my report card. I had my social security number. I used to live in Azusa. You see that? That's my report card. I don't know if you can see it, but it's all A's and a B. All A's and a B. Yeah, you know, some stuff in here. Let me see. That was wait a minute. I got two B's. My last lab. Wait a minute. Okay. I thought I got all A's. That might have just been for that semester. Then I think my final grade, he gave me a B. But either way, you know. Oh, there's a picture of me graduating. Let me see. Got to hide the social security number again. You see, everything was based on social security. Can you see that? Me graduating. Commencement, DeVry, commencement ceremony. Actually, I wonder how I can get a better shot of that. But hold that up. Wonder how I can get a better shot. But, you know, and I am going through this stuff. I really don't need to keep it. But some of the stuff, you know, I'm trying to go through some of it and throw some. Here's my, my son played for Cardinal Mooney. I graduated from Cardinal Mooney. And here's his graduation thing that I have in here. You know, this got stuff in here. And here's the, here's when they was going to homecoming. I made a website. I guess I put a website, put them all on there. They went to homecoming. Here he is playing for Mooney. Oops. Them Stoops boys went there, 2003 Mooney football. So I'm just trying to go through this and to kind of organize it and basically throw a lot of stuff away because some stuff I don't need. HAI legal, Hughes Avicom, quality control technician, $14 an hour. Seniority date, 11-16-87. This, $13.70 an hour, this was effective 4-12-93. This is a couple years before I got fire. A lot of this stuff I can get rid of. I'm going to go through and throw away. I really don't need, because I will definitely keep everything person. Gotta go Jackie. Avicom International, baby. Can you see that? Avicom International. They built in-seat entertainment. You know, you can watch a movie. And this is the play. This is the play that they wrote for Christmas. And basically, at the Christmas play, I was the main character. Jeff, hi, John. Your department is sometimes called the brains of Hughes Avicom. How do you respond to that? Jeff, sounds like unemployment to me, but thanks for coming, John. All right, now, is purchasing in the house? Let's see some purchasing guests. And then... And I think at the end of this, I end up dancing to Atomic Dog, basically. At the end of this, I basically ended up dancing to Atomic Dog. Something like that during the huge, it was supposed to be a Christmas party. And I was the star. Oh my God, he was on my God Christmas show. Look at that. I don't think it came off the way as good as it should have. But, and I need to go through this stuff and get rid of some stuff and keep some stuff. But, you know, it's just, you know, some of this stuff, I saw a couple boxes and stuff that I really could just throw away. Now, this is P-Funk Online. This is stuff from P-Funk Online. This is when I had my BBS. I had a computer in my bedroom that people would dial into and connect to. People would dial in and connect to my computer, and they would get funky stuff or, you know, kind of stuff like that. And I was in this book. I'm in this book somewhere. I don't know where I'm at, but they're called Bulletin Board Softwares. Bulletin Board. This is before AOL, right before CompuServe and Prodigy and all that. They had these BBSs, and people would dial in, and you know, and they would actually send me their information. I had it like people had to like send in registration. You can see somebody sent me their driver's license and birth certificate and all that, and they filled out the application and mailed it to me. And, you know, sent me to high school, West Covina. Look at that. Oh, my God. I mean, this, you know, because back then, mailed to, I had a post office box. And then I got all these applications to be on the bulletin board. And then here's some stuff that I printed out. The correspondence and talking about it. It's called P-Funk Online. And this was before the internet. Kinda. Sorta. Yeah, it was basically before the internet, pretty much. You know, so just kinda go through this stuff. And this is my book from DeVry. I think this is digital. This was digital about CPUs. And I'm talking about like microprocessors, computer information systems. My notes and stuff. You can't really see it. I'll show you some really funky notes. Let me see if I can find it. Well, it's done. But like, there's some stuff in here that where I can just throw away. Like, at one of my jobs, here it is. I kept all these tickets. These are all the tickets from 98. Look at Dana Reed. These are all the people I worked, Meltem. All the people I worked at, Cheryl Walker, people I worked at, Gary Rubin, that I worked at with Artist Entertainment when we had Blair Witch Project. This is all the tickets. One thing I kind of wanted to keep this because it has names. And I guess, you know, some of the names, you know, are like kind of past, like Bill Bach. And I mean, some very, you know, prominent people. And, these are tickets. Yeah, we did tickets. Can you see? We did tickets actually on paper. So everything I did, I recorded. And I could throw all that away. This is Artisan Entertainment. So I got my Hughes packet down there. I got my Artisan one down there. I don't need it. Oh, this is the crash. This was when I worked at Live. It was still Live Entertainment before we got bought. And the email server crashed, and I had to run a diagnostic on it over the holiday, over the weekend. Everybody went home. It was just me. They wanted to come back on Monday and have the mail up, and I stayed there. I ran a diagnostic. That thing ran for like 23 hours. They got me a hotel near it. I mean, that was big time for me. That was big time for me doing that. And they got me a hotel and what did I think? That's the pride. McDonald's. They got me a hotel and set me up there, and I had to drive back and forth and monitor it. This is Bill Block. That Bill Block was a player. Bill Block again. Milton. Yeah. See all these tickets. I'm able to look. I printed up all these tickets. I could throw all this away. You know. But one thing I said, it has people's names on it, and it'd be nice. These are all disposed tickets. I could just get rid of them. And when I sit down and really want to do this for real, I'll just sit down and just get rid of all that. All that can go. This is Human 410. This is more DeVry work. Got a 90. Things we think. I think this is critical thinking. This is critical thinking. Fallacies of... This was one of my favorite classes. Critical thinking was one of my favorite. Logic and critical thinking. Secular, non-secular, worldview. Oh, my goodness. Chapter 4, fallacies of irrelevance. Irrelevant emotional appeals. Oh, my God. This gave me so many tools. This just gave me so many tools and for my arguments that I would create. 100% on it, you know. This one I would keep national. This one I would probably keep all of it. Oh, this is not just Humanities 410. This is like history, too. A little bit of history in there. But that logical and critical thinking, oh, my God. The possibility of moral reasoning, all of that stuff, that just, you know, obviously right down my alley. I'm just loving it all. Going back to school after, wait a minute. That one, hold up. This, perfect. This may have been, this right here, 95. Oh, this is 95. This is basic output. Roster scan. What did I do? This is MRP CAD, chapter 15, 95. I was thinking this might have been back from when I went to DeVry the first time in the 80s when I got out of high school. System development system. But it said 95 hard drive. I didn't know I took any electronics classes back then. 121.95. Artificial intelligence, computers thinking like humans. AI, look at that. 121.95. Artificial intelligence, computers thinking like humans. Advantages, CPU over humans. CPU over humans, tireless, dependable, require humans over CPU, humans can think. Expert system, CAI, computer-aided instruction, CAD, computer-aided design. So it's been here, people. The stuff has been here. They've been talking about it. Harlem Doc. Who was Harlem? Oh, I had to write a paper. Harlem Renaissance. I wrote a paper. See, I had to write papers. I had to write papers. And of course I got, you know, top grade. Stop. September 15th, 1995. Langston Hughes. The Garvey Movement. You had to cite it and you got to do this and do all that. Critics do not regard Harlem as a typical American Negro community. Blah, 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 blah. Introduction. From the liquid chaos described in the above quote by Claude McKay, rose a boisterous voice, and it was black. The Harlem Renaissance was one of the rare public black expressions tolerated in a white-dominated society. Who the hell wrote that? Did I do that? Harlem, a prelude. Did I write this? No, I don't think I wrote that. Did I write that? Who wrote that? Work cited. P-Funk 1. That's what I wrote. P-Funk 1. Can you see that? P-Funk 1, baby. Yes, he did. Did you see how the boy wrote? My God. Locke stressed black culture, but he always stressed how this culture should fit into whole of American life. Not surprisingly, he tangled with Du Bois. I wrote this from the Liquid Chaos described it. Who wrote that? The Harlem Renaissance was one of the rare black. Why did this explosion happen? Who wrote that? Introduction. Harlem was annexed by New York. Oh my God, the boy. I remember The Harlem Renaissance by Jeffrey Mitchell. My God, Listen to the boy. Listen to the boy. Table of contents, body, rapidly going. Yeah. I should send this to my niece. But she'll laugh. But she's, you know, way, way, way. She's way, 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 way. Oh, they went to Nashville. Took a trip to the National Black Engineers thing and then went to Nashville. I remember that. Yep, National 13th Annual Scholar National Black Nurses Association. This is something else. This might be from my mother or somebody. Get back. We only talk about my stuff. Artisan Pass. Yep, this is more stuff I did at Artisan because I wanted to keep a record of everything I did. Bad Holtzman, Kathleen Lachek. I remember all those people. Ari Gonzalez, Ada, Vanessa. She was my boss for a while. Leslie, Dina, Mark Curcio. He was Jackie Stevalone. Oh, I'm dropping names. I shouldn't be dropping names. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's the reason why I wanted to keep that. Oh, and this, I think, this, when I was cleaning up my father's stuff, I didn't laugh at him. But I was like, dang, because he had receipts from like 40, 50, 60 years ago. And I don't know if you can see this, but I got receipts 2009 from the mailbox. I just kept receipts, enterprise rental car receipts, all this stuff. And I keep them so long, they start to fade. You know, they're like no good anymore. They start to fade. But, you know, CarQuest, my car thing. And my father kept all the receipts. And when I was picking up stuff, I was like, what's wrong with you, man? You keeping stuff, you know, blah, blah, blah. And turn around, look at me. I done did the same thing. I think this is Fry's Electronics. Enterprise, rent a car, Alamo rent a car, Ramada Inn, San Francisco. What's the date? July 31st, 2004. That might have been when we went up there. Well, of course, it was probably there. Go up there for the funk. You know, rental car stuff. See, I don't need to keep all of it.
I can go through this. Go through a lot of that and get rid of it.
And I will, but the whole thing is I've been keeping busy. And you can see my energy is still good. I'm not lazy. I'm not, like, haven't eaten too much. I'm just not, like, all floppy woppy, laying around, sleep all groggy. But I got some food in there. I got some hot dogs. I'm gearing to get serious. Things are gearing to get serious. It's getting ready to get serious. So I'm going to have hot dogs, french fries. I think I put the hot dogs on now. I do the hot dogs first because I like my french fries to be fresh. And I got buns. I wanted to get some sauerkraut, but I'm just going to go with ketchup and mustard and the buns and hot dogs because my Oscar Mayer Wieners was on sale $2.99. They usually like $4.99. So you can see my energy is still good. I'm only going to eat once. Oh, wow. The online BBS stuff. Talk about it and put this away. Online BBS should go into the P-Funk. And I could probably, you know, get rid of some of the stuff too. But I want to keep, you know, I want to keep some of it. I got Link Online. I got a folder from one of the internet providers way back, way. Everything was dial-up. And we used to get internet through AOL. But I think before then, it was one of them. I can't remember the name of it. But it was, it was way back before all of that. You know, and all that's documented here.
I got it all here. All documented. What is this?
This is a FedEx manager from Bank Tech. Oh, I did some work for them as a contractor.
He sent me some stuff. I keep everything's filed.
Everything is filed and in, you know, folders. Sally Mae. Who is this? 818-847-3091 time. 09. Sally Mae. Think, oh, I was trying to pay off my student debts. So I definitely could throw all this away. My debt is paid. So I see all this can be thrown away.
So, but, and that's what I want to do, go through that stuff and kind of whittle it down and, you know, all that.
But I'm feeling good right now. It's scary. It's time to turn it on. I'm going to throw some hot dogs in the air fryer. Two of them. I'm only going to do two. Two hot dogs, french fries. I got chips. I got to make brownies. I'm just saying.